Unit 1, Part 2. UFO Mud Baths.
Many people try to take care of their health by watching what they eat, exercising, and avoiding unhealthy habits such as smoking. But not everyone has the same ideas or beliefs about what is effective or ineffective when they get sick. There are many unusual things that people do to heal themselves.
An unusual health practice.
One unusual health practice is found in Chilca, Peru. In Chilca, there are three very special baths. These three baths are full of black mud, not water. Sick people from all over Peru come to sit in these mud baths. Some people who live in Chilca visit the mud baths every week. These people believe that the mud baths have healing powers and that the black mud will help cure any illness. Consider Isidore Morel, a 72-year-old retired mine worker who is from Chilca. He says he has a nearly unbearable pain in his back. Every week, he carefully walks into the bath until the mud covers his stomach. Mr. Morel gently sits down so only his head is above the muddy surface. He says that he will sit in the mud bath for 10 hours until the pain in his back is cured.
Visits by UFOs.
People from Chilca have an incredible explanation for the healthy mud. They say that aliens, beings from outer space, visit the town. Many people who live in Chilca say they have seen unidentified flying objects, UFOs. They talk about bright lights that fly in a circular pattern, again and again, over the mud baths at night. They believe that the aliens in these UFOs do something to give the mud baths the power to cure sick people. One of the problems that the mud baths are believed to cure is infertility. People believe that the mud baths will help women to have babies. They also think the baths can help people to see better.
Miraculous cures?
Doctors say that the stories of miraculous cures are unfounded. They also say the content of the mud has nothing to do with aliens. Scientists who have studied the mud in the baths found that there is a lot of sulfur, a kind of mineral, in the mud. They say that the sulfur can help people who have pain, but only for a short time. Sick people from all over Peru still come to sit in the mud baths. They don't care what the doctors and scientists claim. They honestly believe that they will get better if they sit in the mud baths. This continued faith in the mud baths may be hard for outsiders to understand, but perhaps the practice is not all that unusual. In many countries, women go to beauty shops to have mud packs on their faces. They think that it will help them with skin problems and make them look beautiful. Are the people of Peru so different?